really not surprising that there is more attention being paid to the corrupt practices in different African countries. But you know, James, sometimes I get very annoyed that this report always about the bad things about Africa, and nobody seems to pay attention to the economic improvement. For instance, that Africa's growth is on the average about 5.7% and all that. But there is always a lot of attention when something bad, like the corruption in the poll that people conducted.
And I think, Chika, your point is well taken, that there are some positive things happening in Africa at the moment. But I want you to tell me why are African governments losing the fight against corruption when, in fact, we have been saying for so long that we are fighting corruption?
The thing is that the politicians always promise to, sometimes you make a promise, you know, and then people break the promise.
The Afrobarometer report is coming on the same day where in Zambia, a regional police chief was arrested for allegedly receiving illegal gifts from a gemstone mining company. The report says that the police are the most corrupt public officials across Africa. Why is this so?
Well, you remember some years ago, the Inspector General of Police in Nigeria was dismissed, was even arrested for having embezzled more than $250 million. Dollars, we are not talking of Naira. But what happened? He was sentenced to 6 months in prison and was asked to pay about $2.5 million restitution. This is the chief of police himself. So when people see that, they say, oh, so this guy did not even get a year in jail. So when he comes out, he's going to be even richer than before because he's keeping all the money. So there is no incentive for them to not get into corruption.
This report, and I think this one is troubling, finds that the perceptions on government corruption were linked to people's dissatisfaction with democracy in their countries. What does that mean?
Although I'm a very big critic of a lot of African governments, but in terms of the progress that Africa is making towards democratic governance is something that I feel we have to appreciate. And these people who conduct these polls, why don't they conduct polls about people satisfied with the progress that Africa is making towards democracy? That is where I disagree with a lot of things, something like the Afrobarometer Index or the Transparency Index. Why is it that it only focuses on Africa? I think we have to begin to see something positive in our continent. Moreover, the people who are always doing the study are the foreigners. You don't see this kind of report being compiled by Africans. I think there is a cultural divide between how the Europeans see Africa and how Africans see themselves.